There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Oh, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough and you drink a lot, they get you fucked up.
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. How's being sober?
Fucking sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, it's Dustin and I'm back on the couch for another long-awaited, long-delayed episode of Drunk at the Movies. Joining me today, for the first time in over a year, the Drunk at the Movies dream team of Daryl and Groucho from Throwin' Wrenches. You know, if they're here, we're watching a John Hughes movie. And this is actually a little bit of deja vu, because we did watch Weird Science once, probably about 3 years ago,
Bouja
maybe two.
Day. Yeah, a little Bouja
that
Day.
Was a while. Yeah, until you mentioned it, I blocked that from my memory.
And it was a good night too.
It was a great episode. We were on fire as usual, and the audio was corrupted and it sucked. I was so pissed, and we were like, "Well, we can always do it again," but we also didn't want to do it immediately, so we kind of pushed it off. We did some, I think, Vacation and Uncle Buck Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
And we're back to do round two.
I would contend that it's contrived on your part, because you know there's not enough John Hughes movies to carry us out for a couple of years of this, so why not just botch a few recordings and we can double up our time, right?
Well, you know, whatever the case is, we haven't done Dutch, which we could have done for Thanksgiving. I did watch it this year.
You know what? That one's hard. It's not on streaming. And
yeah.
I was looking at DVDs, and on eBay, they're going for like $75. I'm like, that's some stupid limited release.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got it on Blu-ray, so over there in the...
We knew you would.
Right? If anybody has one in the Tri-County area, it's this guy. So... we're here to watch Weird Science. Hopefully you guys have a copy. If you want to queue it up and get it ready to go, hit play in 3, 2, 1. Now, I will say, I don't think I've watched this since we recorded it last.
Same.
I may have actually watched a little bit with my son, because it might have been on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And but I did this thing like I did last night with Harold and Kumar. I blew through like all to the best scenes.
Oh, okay.
And then my son goes, I think I've seen the best parts of this movie.
Like I don't need to watch
pretty,
the entire...
Pretty much, yeah.
I've started introducing Jackson to some of my favorite rated R, or maybe
future
slightly
homemakers,
more adult movies.
Yeah.
Well, Porky's is on Amazon Prime right now.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ready for that.
That might be fast forward a few
although
years.
I saw it when I was much younger than he is.
Can we do Drunk of the Movies for Porky's? I don't want to do Porky's 2 or 3, but I'll do...
just the OG. You know what's great about this, too? I'm glad we waited this long, because I forgot all of our jokes.
Yeah, me too.
Forgot all the useless things that we said that were funny to us at the time.
And we've got some beer. I wanted to mention this. Sometimes we mention them, sometimes we don't. But this is a homebrew from past guest, Brutal Eric Dringenberg.
Oh, nice. That guy knows how to drink. And
it's a nice dark beer that I can't even remember what it was. But
it's
like, I'm going to save this for a special occasion.
I would have paid for this.
Is there a little Doppelbock going on or something?
It might have been. Or I don't think it's his alt beer.
Okay.
No, it's got some like toasted malt, so, or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, Brutal.
Yes.
Wherever you are.
There's Iron Man.
Oh man, that is good.
Yeah, it's good beer.
And the other guy that looks like Nick from Family Ties, kind of.
Yeah. So there's Gary.
And Wyatt.
And there's whatever Hilly? Haircut. Hilly and...
the other one.
Is Hilly the blonde? He just got pantsed. So,
yeah.
It's Deb and Hilly.
Deb and Hilly.
Deb is okay. The blonde.
Yeah.
I'll Deb.
See, I never bothered to...
I'll be fact-checking the movie tonight while we're watching it. Yeah. I was watching a trivia thing on the way here, and I found out Deb had spit out about 8 kids since her career on Weird Science, and I don't think she's had a whole lot more career.
So the offers stopped coming in at that point?
Well, no, I think she's got like a... She's like a health mentor or something like that. She's in California, man. You just... You know, you can sell some wheatgrass and right. Tell people how to do a sit-up, and next thing you know, you got a career.
Oingo Boingo.
Great animated title sequence here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is iconic, you know, movie for me from my childhood. I couldn't tell you how many times I watched this as a kid.
This is a total boys movie, too.
Yeah.
As somebody who has a teenage daughter, it's not a movie you can watch with your daughters, but... And that... It seems like there's like a vibe on a couple of these 80s movies, especially like Porky's, talking about that. Yeah. I mean... As teenage boys, we loved all this stuff. I don't know what the girls were watching while we were doing this.
Something with...
Teen Witch.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, what was the one with her and Helen Hunt where they're like trying to get into a dance competition?
Oh,
stuff that like I'd never seen. Yeah. And they're like, this is an 80s classic. I'm like, not for dude.
I know the movie you're
talking.
Does
the girls just want to have fun? It's
I think so. It's
like
on
that.
Hulu.
Okay.
How many times could they watch that versus how many movies we could watch?
Like, I could watch this every day.
This one?
Yeah.
This one actually does age pretty well. I was shocked when I'd done some research on it. It's not as creepy scary as some of those 80s guys movies.
And this was written and directed by John. Because he passed on directing one of the other ones, I think, to do this one instead.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to work with Anthony Michael Hall again.
Does anyone know how old he was when he filmed this? Because this was like... 85, right?
85-ish? Yeah,
Anthony Michael Hall. He's like 50 now. So
this is just a couple years after Vacation. He's he's somewhat
he's probably,
grown up.
He's got to be close to 20.
Because, yeah, he had 16 Candles, Breakfast Club were
That's
all
right.
before this one. Chet. Love Chet.
And Wyatt, of course, sporting the lovely Casio calculator watch.
Yeah.
Which every kid wanted.
You know, he did go on to be a geek, full-blown geek, college professor.
Does he teach, like, Stanford or something?
Well, yeah, he was, like, got his doctorate in, like, medieval studies.
I emailed him once.
Oh, geez.
A long time ago.
Geek!
I know, right?
Well, it was because,
was it a question about, like, Joan of Arc or something, or was it just about Weird Science?
Well, because he was somebody that kind of rejected talking about it, kind of like Danny Lloyd from The Shining or whatever. And students would ask him, and like he'd say, like, no, or whatever. But recently, he was on the Goldbergs, I think.
Yeah, and so was Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
Really?
So I think he's become more accepting of it at this point.
But why does it take him, like, 30 years for some of these actors to be like...
Scratch. It's all about the scratch.
Yeah, but still, I would own that. Be like, yeah, I was in a famous film.
Because he was in a Cameron Crowe movie, too.
The Wildlife.
Yeah.
With Chris Penn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a sequel. Is it a sequel to
Fast Times? Is supposed to be, yeah.
That's another one I
Nobody knows about it, yeah.
I don't remember that movie. Maybe I saw it. I don't remember.
It's phenomenal. Only, well... Being Leah Thompson fans, all of us here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's some great Leah Thompson moments.
Yeah,
in that
I could watch her eat cereal.
Yeah. Sporting the kind of, what would you call that? It's not a bowl cut.
We called it like a chip when it was a girl, but I'm not sure what you call it on a guy.
Chip witch.
That's probably right.
I don't know. I was trying to think if this was before or after Johnny B. Good. Is this Anthony Michael Hall's first turn as a lead? Because I know him and Robert Downey Jr. were in that together.
I think you're right. I think this came first.
Well, let's find. Let's
and
fact
then Johnny B. Good was like 87 or 80.
Yeah, so this was his first pass at going from supporting player to male comedic lead.
And if you look at it from that standpoint, too, like, the dude popped. He was on, was it SNL?
He was on SNL, yeah.
And this is all around that same era where he's like, he kind of just came into his own.
I think he was the youngest cast member ever at the time.
Yeah, his third movie was Weird Science after Breakfast Club. And then he went to Out of Bounds and Johnny B. Good. And then Edward Scissorhands in 1990.
Yeah, he played the jerk boyfriend of Winona Ryder.
And see, I thought he disappeared after that. Apparently, he's been some stuff, but...
he was in like a USA series.
And then he did Dead Zone, yeah. And he was on that for a long time. I met him at Comic-Con about 7 or 8 years ago and had him sign a Breakfast Club poster. But unfortunately, at the time, I had him sign it to me and my ex-wife. So when I got divorced,
tore it in half.
I still have it. It's just half to the it's like behind one of the other posters.
Please tell me that made it into the lawyer's statement.
No.
80s techno build montage.
Oh yes, we got the animated computer animated boobs.
Just in case you're wondering, Anthony Michael Hall did make it into an episode of Touched by an Angel and Diagnosis Murder.
Oh, thank that's you. Good. Anything bigger than a handful, you're risking a sprained tongue. Is the line there.
It says the virgins.
Right.
They would know nothing about that.
Chet didn't tell them anything.
I love looking at the room surroundings, too, because it's very, like, it's almost reminiscent of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, he'd stack it up with all kinds of tech and gizmos.
You got Human League poster, Depeche Mode.
And by the way, if you had a computer with, like, a color monitor back then...
it had to be green and black. Give me a break. Yeah. Nobody had this thing. What are those fluids in the shower? What's going on over there?
Body wash? Do they have body wash in the 80s?
I think so. It's like Dawn dish soap.
I mean, just remember, they are in the suburbs. You know, the north Richie suburbs.
I like the Japanese poster, but it does have the typical black 80s frame around it.
Well, isn't that one of the five basic art piece posters that you would find in any college dorm room?
Only like if it was a tapestry from like Mother's Murphy's or something.
Where's the Lamborghini poster?
So this is how hacking works, right?
Yeah,
like
you
get to go through a video
game. Actually, I had a Sega CD that had a game that was like this.
Oh, Sewer Shark?
Sewer Shark, yes.
Yeah. Did you guys see the...
I'll pick up on that reference all day.
Did you watch Console Wars? I think it's on like CBS.
No.
All Access is an original documentary about the Nintendo Sega.
That sounds like something I have to pay for. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Right. You can get a free trial.
These graphics are dope, though.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this sewer, is the 3D here.
Is that Sewer Shark or not?
It's very Sewer Shark meets Lawnmower Man, the Stephen King movie with Jeff
Fahey.
Yeah. He was better as a pilot on Lost.
Yes. I just recently rewatched
that. We watched it all this year.
Brianna had never seen it, and that is one of my all-time favorite.
But you want to give up on season 5. Maybe we should watch all those on Drunk in the Movies.
Why is Wyatt sweaty? Why are they both super sweaty?
It's the jammies,
I think. Is it the stress? I mean, it's kind of...
They haven't ejaculated in a while.
Whoa.
It's a little bit off-putting, dare I say?
Oh, who has them organized like that?
I had a spot where I
knew it. But were they like, that was like a coffee table spread, but it's locked up. So
they certainly didn't have any pictures of Beethoven laying around.
Yeah.
Early MIDI stuff? Yeah. What's going on?
Kelly LeBrock. The like I said it the last time we recorded, I'm sure, on the Mount Rushmore of 80s crushes for me.
Oh, yeah, right there with Farrah Fawcett. Who else would be on that wall?
On that, kind of at that same level?
Yeah.
I had Phoebe Cates up there and Leah Thompson.
I'd go with Phoebe Cates, all of them.
I love the fact that Dave is in there. I mean, that's cutting edge when Dave was thrown in there, because that video was probably only two years old.
Yeah. Well, and John Hughes
ain't got
always,
nobody.
John Hughes was always pretty good about finding what was hip and cool.
Oh,
and
yeah,
somehow
he was.
Weaving it in there.
Yeah, I mean, Donkashane. I mean, who isn't singing that?
Wayne Newton's hip, right?
And where did they get a Barbie that looks like Kelly LeBrock? I don't think I've ever seen any of those. And then they
Her hair looks a little white. It might look like the Kelly LeBrock right now.
Well, neither one of them have like a younger sister there.
No.
They could have like pilfered that from her room.
Unless they were completely edited out of the movie. Like in Ferris Bueller, there was supposed to be a younger brother.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's in the script, but he's not in the movie.
Penthouse. I'd like to be that actor.
Right?
Oh, I'm in this great movie with Matthew Broderick.
Oh, there's a lot of boobs on the TV back there.
Quite a bit of nudity.
Oh, of course there is.
Oh, yeah, we got a new TV since we last recorded.
I love the half-eaten Twinkie laying there.
It is 4K.
Has there ever been a half-eaten Twinkie anywhere?
No.
I mean, sometimes.
Really? Come on, Daryl.
I'm not a huge Twinkie fan.
But would you have left one half? Half hanging in the bag?
I would not. But there are some people that might just eat the cream. I don't know.
That's creepy. All right.
A little bit. Lots of data cables strung out there.
Here, I've been holding on to this one. You guys weren't able to make the bottle share
not
too long ago. I know. So I held on to it's a few Beethoven. Beers from it.
What you got?
That's
there?
From Off Color, oh, very, off very color. Far. It's a, I believe, a Belgian Saison.
Excellent.
That would not happen.
Well, Porcelain Bat'll do that every time. Stop making sense poster. I had that poster.
Yeah.
They do
back
say.
Back when posters were like heavy gauge paper, you know. Sorry. They say what?
Well, I was just going to say, they say the same lines quite a bit.
Yeah.
So you know that they're very good friends.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You're stewed, buttwad.
What's the game? Probe?
Is that what that is? Board games in the background?
They are.
I did think this was a
I
cool
Break
effect.
For Women. Yeah, this is like some Ghostbusters
it
shit.
It is. They're, and actually, the titles with the lightning bolts have a real Ghostbusters thing to it.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's some relationship between the two movies.
And then in walks Zool.
Close. Actually, would Kelly LeBrock have made a better Dana Barrett than Sigourney Weaver?
I can go with that.
Although, I'd have been okay with it, but now I'm so used to Sigourney, it's hard to imagine anybody else in that role.
Or just flip-flop them? Have Sigourney be the one that they make?
When I'm looking at those panties, I can imagine Kelly LeBrock would have been better than anything. But
yeah.
So what was her big first film? Was she's obviously
Woman
model.
In Red.
Oh, yeah, the Gene Wilder movie.
I watched that this year for the first time in a really long time.
We watched that a lot. Dude, she was smoking hot. Yeah, and Wilder was so perfect as the comic foil in that.
Yeah.
Is that the one where he's like going to leave his wife or he's married or something? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, it holds up better than I thought it would.
I'm surprised by that. Can you watch it with your wife?
Yeah, I don't know. That's...
That's the test.
Then you know if it holds up. It's still a guy movie then.
Oh, sorry. It's the shower scene, so we're all instinctively quiet.
Yeah. If there's silence.
Moment of silence there.
The lather.
I do love the camera, like the point of view.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the grout work.
Right, and you're like, tile. Interesting choice of color for the tile.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, it is bad.
Hey, maybe we'll see what those cleaning supplies were.
Yeah.
Clearly, Prel shampoo.
Nowadays, you get a shower like that, and it's clear glass so everybody can see what's going on there.
They've got holes in their socks, wearing chucks in the shower.
Another.
Dressed like, I don't know.
Looks like they're ready for Caddyshack to go to dinner with Judge Smale.
It's very Caddyshack. Which, didn't Hughes write some of that stuff?
Was he involved with that one?
I thought
I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if he helped write the screenplay.
If that's the case, then we probably have to review that movie as a Hughes movie.
By proxy.
Yeah, I would be involved with that.
Multiple juice boxes.
Thank God their outfits changed.
There goes some ghosts. Dude, my brother had that striped jacket that Wyatt's wearing.
For real?
He wore it to prom. I swear to God. Went to Chess King, but he had a bolo tie, because we both had bolo ties that year.
That was the thing.
I had a turquoise suit.
Sharp. Jason and the Scorchers.
It was total Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find yellow shoes, and I could not get them anywhere.
Somehow they just magically made a 59 Cadillac appear.
I think that was tied up to another set of jumper cables somewhere.
Like a matchbox. Not a bad choice. I mean, classy.
Yeah.
It matches her dress. Because doesn't it change several times?
I don't know. Wyatt's sitting in the center of the back, and all I can remember from sitting in the back of a car like that is if you slammed your head back, you're going to hit your head on that speaker that's in the middle of the back seat. It's going to hurt really bad.
And by the way, her character's name is Lisa. Nerd stuff. You know where she got that name? Or why the character was named Lisa?
No.
Because John Hughes wrote the script in probably a cocaine-fueled binge over a weekend.
How dare you besmirch
it. Rest in peace. He even admitted it. It's fine. There you go. License plate. Done.
Yep.
On an Apple Lisa computer, which was cutting edge for a while.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. Throw your head back on that speaker.
Oh, they're going to the candy bar, aren't they?
Dude, this is a great scene.
Probably the best.
Yeah, there it is. The candy bar. And this is...
Remember when women dressed like that, Daryl?
Never where I grew up.
The guys that do the drinking scene coming up. I just recently watched Planes and Trains for Thanksgiving, and every time he drops Steve Martin off at the rent-a-car place, I always have to go, "Drink it.
Drag it."
Yeah, and his line in that one is, "What Lincoln Town car, Space V5?
It's like, why did Hughes like this guy so much that he wanted to put him in, you know, the movies all the time with like two lines?
I don't, you know, it's so funny because I'm sure the guy, the character actor who did that,
was he just creating a universe?
He got paid. And I never would have imagined like 30 years later people would remember that part of that film. Like, I'm a bus driver in a comedy movie with Steve Martin. No big deal.
Think he got a SAG card?
Yeah. Probably.
Hey, dudes.
I mean, you're talking about him coming, Wyatt coming back 30 years later. He's probably coming back for the SAG card. You do a couple things. Next thing you know, you got health insurance.
This part always made me, this delivery always made me laugh.
It's all about the health insurance. If you can get an easy ticket.
Wyatt sitting down on some man's lap in a stall.
In a totally disgusting bathroom.
This entire scene gets quoted randomly on a lot of my podcasts, it seems, and not always by me. So I know it's stuck with the zeitgeist of our generation.
Yeah. Most of it's improvised too, isn't it?
I believe so.
Dang it.
Now, the guy with the feather in his cap is the custodian.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he usually would pop up. He was also the Bohunk husband in 16 Candles.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if he's in Pretty in Pink. One of my locka locky.
Did we look that up last time?
She's in the Malaccas, Dino.
What can I say?
Did we even? I think we did. None of us knew what the hell a Malacca was.
I'm not sure it's a real word, but
drinking some blind dog.
Dude, look at the teeth on that chick behind you. See her? You see the gap?
There's a lot going on.
The summer teeth?
Harold's Chicken Shack.
Oh, so you go to the Chicken Shack before you go to the candy bar. Or vice versa.
Are these real places?
I don't know.
It'd be awesome.
I'm guessing they're probably
Look at
not.
Her dress. She doesn't belong there.
She's getting ready to go to church right after.
Yeah.
So this is him doing a Richard Pryor Mudbone impression.
Yeah.
Is essentially what Anthony Michael Hall's drunk voice is. I read that in a movie book all about the Brat Pack and all the Hughes movies. And they said they hung out one night and were just riffing, and he started doing this Mudbone impression, and that is what became this.
It's funny.
I'm looking forward to the day when I wear a gray t-shirt, just a cardigan like that.
Out in public?
It's coming. I can feel it. At a bar, Daryl.
Oh, man.
On the telephone?
Probably got sweatpants on, too.
And the whole time, Lisa's just kind of just taking it all in.
That girl with that big titties.
Big titties. She need you in the nuts.
The family jewels.
That guy's voice is
great. There might be a fan page dedicated to him somewhere. We probably should look into that.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 2 years from now, I'm doing a podcast.
Exactly.
About him and
you mean
every movie he's ever been in.
You've run out of Ernest, so I mean, let's move on.
No,
I can already see the logo.
No, the new Ernest show is ridiculous. That we had to start. We're doing all the movies that were never made now.
Oh, okay.
We got all the scripts for it.
Well, maybe you dug them up for an autopsy.
Yeah.
Or
no. We're working on a documentary, though.
Oh, well,
for real.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're somewhat involved. So, yeah, you may see my face pop up on some Jim Varney documentary down the road.
I would love to see that.
Oh, maybe we can have a big premiere in Pekin.
Give me the keys.
Have you guys ever been in a situation like that, where one of your friends is just
not that?
Oh, bad. Never, Daryl. No, never, no. Never.
Speaking
the work Christmas party was Saturday night. I think of four or five people.
Were they speaking in tongues like that?
No, I left. So I saw the pictures though.
Oh, nice.
There was some video I saw on YouTube that it was a kid having some sort of like dental surgery, and he was still high on whatever they gave him. And his reaction when he came to reminded me exactly of drunk Anthony Michael Hall. Like the voice and everything. Nice. But he was talking like gangsta and stuff and saying like he shot somebody. Ooh. And it,
awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But all I could think of was this movie.
This clip.
How much body roll do you think is in that car, Daryl, when you're swinging that thing around?
That car's probably about a 6,000-pound boat. And I feel bad because at that point, it probably wasn't worth anything. It was just a prop, you know?
Yeah. And now it's like gone back up, right?
It's
like
stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bill Paxton.
Good old Chet.
The late great.
Rest in peace.
Those chiclet teeth he's got.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That haircut.
What a character. Yeah, the haircut, the physique, the just...
Like, the only movie I can think of that would have been before this was, like, Near Dark. I don't know what other...
Let's find out.
Yeah, that hair with, the, like, the iron that has just been laid on it.
What's funny, too, is, like, the haircut just make... He's was, like, a pretty good-looking dude.
Yeah.
That haircut just takes it from, like...
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's stupid. Comical. Yeah. Yeah. Dude was in so many movies. You know how far back his IMDb goes? It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's been
apparently
more
he's
than
in a
you
Pat Benatar
remember.
Video I'm not aware of, but okay.
She pulls him out of the crowd and he dances on stage.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong video.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He was also in Friends.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Married an Arquette.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so somehow between downstairs and upstairs... Gary's sporting like
a glove, a lady glove. It's one of Lisa's gloves.
Is that her purse too?
Yeah, I believe so.
I never.
So where? What was she wearing right, when they right. left her?
Oh, here's the best.
Yeah,
my dad used this on us all the time when we were sick.
The greasy pork.
Greasy
scent.
Pork. Yeah.
How about?
Yeah. Your dad did
served
yeah,
up
awesome.
In a dirty ashtray.
Close up.
He just pulls it lit. Yeah. Well, he is wearing a glove. Okay, now that I forgot about that.
And I like how Wyatt's laughing. Like,
you die. Oh, God.
No shit, shit. No shit.
That's actually a really good burn.
Yeah. Oh, gross. This is probably Brianna's least favorite scene because of these mouth noises.
He just nails, and I say this as an older brother, he just nails the dick older brother perfectly.
Anybody with a haircut like that, you know he's an asshole.
And also, who smokes a cigar in a house like that? Come on.
The military son who comes back. He was the radio operator in Shadows of the Night or Runners of the Night, Pat Benatar.
Huh.
That's his credit.
Serious?
With Pat Benatar, yeah. So
watch that video.
Yeah.
Was he
We're
in the
running with the shadows of the night.
Not in The Outsiders.
No? Okay.
No, Swayze was the oldest brother.
He was in Boxing Helena, which is possibly one of the creepiest movies from the 90s, as I recall.
Helena Bonham Carter?
Boxing Helena.
Oh, I just assumed she was in it.
No.
And she was fighting.
Anyway, I will not be involved with that drunk of the movies.
That's the one that Madonna was supposed to be in.
Yeah, she might have done. She might have made that into something, and then everybody would have been cutting their limbs off for fun.
I finally watched Desperately Seeking Susan for the first
finally?
Time this year. Yeah,
Dude, it's got an Arquette. How has it taken this long?
I don't know. It was just one that never crossed my path, and then I... bought a bunch of shit on DVD.
Who's
and
that
I was
girl?
Like, I think it's finally time to watch that now.
That's
no, I, who's that girl? Is that? That was a different.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then there was Shanghai Surprise. She
what
had
was
three.
What was the song from Desperately Seeking Susan?
Shit. It was.
Oh man,
Get Into the Groove.
Yeah.
Boy, you got to prove your love to me. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Look at that.
We just skipped ahead to some serious...
He got to make out with Kelly LeBrock, and then he's like, I'm going to be a teacher. Because it's never going to get better than this for
me.
He
probably did peak too soon.
Always love it, too, when, like, the female lead is, like, so much taller than the male.
So he's got some Tom Cruise shoes on, is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
Cruise shoes?
Cruise shoes.
Does he have smoker's teeth?
He kind of
does. Or is it the lighting?
No, he kind of has a little butter tooth thing going on.
Butter tooth.
It's mean. We used to call it kid in high school, butter tooth.
That's okay. Like I said, we had summer teeth we use, so.
We're mean. We're terrible.
There are some details I do notice now that I upgraded the television, which is weird. Like, things in the background are a lot sharper on the 4K, and I'm like, why didn't I do this earlier, as many movies as I watch?
I believe those sheets, by the way, are once popular Marimekko fabric sheets from Crate and Barrel.
Oh, okay.
Available.
The room is all back together. Was it a dream? Why are my shoes on my pillow?
I love this, too.
Why is Gary upside down?
Why is my friend sleeping in my room?
So, right. I don't know if you know, but Chet was a punk leader in The Terminator. And that was in 1984, while this movie's 1987. And, of course, then he had the famous Pat Benatar video we were talking about. And then Streets on Fire before that. And then a movie called Mortuary.
He was in Aliens.
But that was after. Right? That was all after, yeah. Aliens, 86.
So, yeah, a year later.
Yeah. And this is 85, sorry.
Because that was the first place I remember seeing him was here, and then I remember like noticing him in Aliens.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah, all that stuff. I love this too, where they're both like,
yeah, did I yak in your sink?
Dude, nobody sleeps next to their Chuck Taylors and doesn't throw up, especially as a teenager.
No kidding.
And Chuck Taylors back then were not hipster cool, ironic.
No. As a matter of fact, that was like the slum shoe, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I remember going...
I used to wear them.
But you didn't... I mean, if you had the real Chuck Taylors, there was something to be said for that. I don't
know. Oh, there's his butt.
There's that.
Yeah. That's uncomfortable. Because you're like, that's a hot ass. Oh, wait, that's a teenage boy. You can't do that.
And then
the break the fourth wall.
Yeah, there you go. Lisa's downstairs taking care of breakfast. In someone's pajamas.
Here we go.
Yeah, the workout routine or gymnastics routine.
So many bottles of cleansing things all over the place. Yeah.
Time for a little Goose Island Christmas IPA for the season.
Right. Hey, hello, Merry Christmas. Do you like the tile work in this scene, Eric?
The tile work? That is very green.
You've seen my kitchen, Daryl. That actually would look pretty sharp my house.
It would. A little Kelly green. By the way, old school rival crock pot in the corner.
Nice. Nice. It's Nice.
It's Nice.
In France?
Yeah.
This family's very a clothing optional kind of family.
Yeah.
Right? Between Chet.
You spitting this.
Didn't that cup look like they painted the camo on it?
I still say that every time somebody hands me something. If I'm with like somebody who I know will get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not your wife?
No. She actually, I think, would get that one.
You spitting this?
That looks pretty good.
Now make yourself some dickweeds.
What a jerk.
What's he eating? Is he eating avocados before avocados are even a thing?
Yeah, eggs. It's like, eggs, avocados, tomatoes.
Holy smokes.
Well, Lisa made it.
It must be the European thing.
Probably.
Fourth wall break. Yep. Yeah, that one I've always felt was forced. That was a pretty bad joke. Yeah.
You know what I'm picking up more on tonight?
Because that's a very specific thing.
It's the similarities between like between Wyatt's character and Ferris Bueller.
Uh huh.
It's almost like even down to like I'm staring at him in his banana hammock, but even down to like the kind of nasally, like nerdy little whiny voice.
For God's sakes! We said that one a lot too. Yeah.
For Christ's sake!
For God's sakes! Dude, that vest is amazing.
So he's wearing, what, three layers?
That's a lot of zippers and buttons.
Dude, that's just the way we were in the 80s. You guys, you young pups don't understand what it was like.
Layers upon layers upon layers.
Sue?
jerk.
Right? What well, you're judgmental. Definitely not getting a sale.
Yeah, no. Mall bangs. Come on.
Speaking of mall, I believe this was filmed at the Northbrook Court Shopping Center in beautiful Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello.
Where John Hughes and Mrs. Hughes would often shop at the Crate and Barrel there, which my mom managed for many
years. Oh, ooh. Ooh, look at you.
Yeah.
So hoity-toity.
But they were very, like, very low-key.
Were they normal? Not... Were they were salt of the earth?
You're 3 degrees from John Hughes?
Well, one receipt.
Yeah. I sold them some all-clad cookware.
This is the best.
That lady is working at that store. She shouldn't be offended by any question she's going to get, right?
In all fairness, it's probably like a Lord and Taylor or like some old school, like...
Elegant silk.
Yeah, sure.
Barbed wire.
Give me a... She's just... No time for it.
Have you ever gotten an icy stack that high ever in your life? No.
No.
That's a total... That Icy paid for that spot.
And this is also right before Mr. Robert Downey Jr. really kind of popped, right?
Look at the cravat that Deb's wearing. You see that?
Yeah, the other guy was in one of the Nightmare on Elm Street
movies. Yeah, that was his fame. Two. He went to number two.
Yeah.
Which I think I saw in the theater as well.
So bad.
I feel like when...
Well, there was like a whole lineup situation where didn't he line it up or something? Did I miss it?
He did a little.
Okay.
Wyatt seemed like he was reacting right after he said that line. Like he didn't hold the beat long enough there.
Wicks and
sticks, dude. There was, I mean, you think of the mall stores that are long gone.
When's the last time you've been to Northwoods?
Never.
Yeah, about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I here?
Yeah. I went there once around the holidays like a couple years ago and haven't been there since.
She's got a vest on, too. You knew that they were made a match made in heaven.
Because they're vesties.
Yeah, vesties.
Vesties.
By the way, only reason to go to a mall now is to get your watch battery replaced, I think. If they even do that. These guys are total dicks.
Yeah. Chodes.
Even
Chodes. Nice.
They set the bar for Chodes.
Yeah. Dude,
so much product. Look at all the product going on there.
I love the people, too, in the background that are like, okay, we're filming. You guys just kind of, here's $50.
Don't look at the camera.
Don't look at the camera. And they all look at the camera.
Yeah, don't look at the camera. Oh, you just did it.
Did I ever tell you Grandview USA was filmed next door to my house?
No.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was up Fairbury and Pontiac. And Jamie Lee Curtis, Thomas Howell, and all those guys were right next door to us.
Wait. See Thomas Howell?
Yeah, see Thomas Howell.
Why is this only coming out now?
I'm sorry. Well, it's not a Hughes movie.
I've known you like 6-7 years.
I have pictures of Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, and Thomas Howell. Yeah.
Really?
I call him Thomas. I mean, in my house, it's Thomas.
I call him Pony Boy.
Stay golden. Yeah.
Stay golden.
Oh, look at that.
Big Brother is watching you right on her boobs.
You know.
She's like a trendsetter.
Dude, look at all the product there.
Yeah,
the one on the chick on the end.
It's like this. Oh, dude, the third guy back? He's somebody. He's been
Crate and Barrel bag.
Yep, boom.
I did not see who it was.
We may have to do a playback on that.
We'll go back.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going back.
No, not right now. Oh, but I'm saying we'll go back later because I'm telling you that third guy back. Do you see that RX-7, Daryl?
I was examining the parking lot closely. Because my favorite
That red one right there.
Yeah, first.
See, I wasn't even paying attention to the cars, I'll be honest.
Well, here's the best scene of this whole film, if you ask me. It's when they...
Is it a 944?
It's a 928.
Sorry. Oh, thank you, sorry.
They roll in, they just terrorize everybody in the parking lot.
Okay.
And Gary's driving, because Gary doesn't care.
And it says Gary on the license.
It's the Porsche hated by Porsche lovers, so they could do this to that car.
That's right. This is such a baller move, right?
Yeah.
And the look on RDJ, the mouth agape look of confusion.
They're like disgusted, perplexed, bewildered.
We just dumped Icy's on them.
She likes the rough stuff. What can I say?
By the way, did he do a wardrobe change?
No, he has a stained shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still red.
It's very fashionable.
We're going to have a party.
Party?
That's so funny. And she's about ready to lose it. Here it goes.
Gary. Could that car really do that, you think?
Absolutely.
Could it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have a coworker who...
A neutral drop?
I swear he drives like that out of the parking lot.
That's Daryl. If you ever met Daryl.
Fires up his sports car. And
when I was younger. No, it's funny because...
He is in his early 20s, this kid.
Like,
so.
Nobody batted an eye. It's just, just burn out in a ballpark. Right. That's what you did in the 70s and 80s. Nowadays, they'd call the cops and you'd be arrested.
Yeah.
Also, this is early...
There's a sign. The pedestrians are supposed to watch out for themselves.
So what's that black label holder? I think I need to get one of those for my house.
Is this like the first smart house? Is this all like...
Right.
Like Alexa, turn on the dining room.
Before there was Alexa, there was Lisa. Check out Gary and Wyatt's newest creation in John Hughes' Weird
Future
Science.
Tech. Yeah.
I would much rather have a Lisa in my home than an Alexa.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, personally.
Again... Does it go well with the wife, though? Can you play in front of the wife? Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch the TV series when I think it was the only John Hughes TV series adaptation that lasted longer than a season.
I might have tried.
Vanessa Angel from Kingpin played Lisa.
Okay, you have my attention.
And then that was the first thing I saw, and it was before Kingpin, I believe.
Okay. Like a couple years later, though, when it like
and a guy who
look at her hair
later married Jenny McCarthy.
Howard Stern.
Was the Anthony Michael Hall. I can't remember who the Wyatt was. It was all right. It was on USA. That's all you need to know. Like, Up All Night era.
Okay.
Duckman.
Like Rhonda
USA,
Shearer.
Yes.
Up All Night.
I always thought
that the rec room and that paneling, Daryl, that's in their basement.
That's the basement
with
remodel.
The neon and the pinball.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm close to that in my basement right now. I could make that happen.
The wood paneling.
I do appreciate a good wood paneling.
Yeah.
I had it in my room for years.
I wanted whiter pieces like that.
The dude who plays his dad, I've seen him
around. Yeah, he's been a few things.
He's usually a goober like he is. The mom I always thought looked like John Lithgow.
Like, you're right.
Is that Lithgow's sister? What's going on?
Yeah. Maybe it's Lithgow from
the
Garp.
The Trinity Killer? Yeah, World According to Garp. They should just hire her.
Everyone always remembers bringing the girlfriend home to meet the parents, right? It always went well, just like it went well here.
Dude, I'm going through that right now. It's brutal.
Yeah, I met my daughter's new boyfriend at her graduation party.
How'd that go?
It is what it is. I remember how I was when I was that age, and you know,
just gotta stay strong.
Complete tard. Yeah.
I was actually pretty responsible.
Don't worry. That's what we all think.
I made some stupid mistakes here and there, but
it's like a barn door in their basement.
There's just a lot. Yeah, and he gives her the ultimatum right here.
Look at the wood trim goes right through the rafters.
I'll kick your ass. I love her reaction at the end.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah, that's it.
They have nice the plates on display, off. But a water heater on the other side of the room.
Yeah, I'm not getting this.
It's a partially finished basement.
It is nice, though, to have somebody, like, stick up for you. When you're trying as a kid, you know, your parents are just on your case all the time. Shut up.
Now, that lamp is one of those retractor lamps, too. You can raise and lower to the height preferred, whatever you're doing.
That's right.
I think I need one of those for our show, Daryl.
I like how she drops the British reference,
too. Yeah, his hand motions. Mm-hmm.
My God, the double. It's a normal family.
Oh, this looks fun. The Dark Accord from Triptych.
West Coast
inspired Cascadian Dark Ale.
By the way, I brought this, so make sure you fit this in.
Oh yeah, we can do that next.
Is that the fudge one?
Mm-hmm. You had it?
A little KBS fudge. No, I saw an ad.
Well, I figured we might as well do it, you know?
Yeah, it's tis the season. Great comb over.
To be married?
It's epic. I'm looking forward to my comb over. It's coming. Here's guys in your lush hair.
And here's, she just whips out a 357.
Where was she keeping that?
Oh. Oh, Lord God.
Baby Jesus.
Sweet baby Jesus.
make my day.
Ha 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 ha. Burnout in the driveway.
That would have been one of those sound cues if this was Ferris Bueller.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like when she's angry. And
you like a gun in your face? You like good 357?
That's a little too extreme for me.
Yeah.
I haven't reached that point in my life where I need a gun in my face.
It's coming. But. It's coming. It's coming.
Just a couple circumstances away.
Yeah, I haven't seen you guys since my bachelor party, which was in July.
I remember I had too much, and I still left early, so I'm not sure how that night went for the rest of you guys.
Was that this year?
That was, right? No shit.
During COVID, we were out there running around in Peoria during COVID. Irresponsible.
Well, we had masks and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Sure. I remember a bus came and got some people.
Yeah.
I did not get in the bus.
No, the bus went to Bearded Owl in 8-Bit, and that's where the night ended for most people.
Most of the debauchery.
There, and then there was a very small group of us that ended up at Cruisin's on War Memorial to have a round of Bud Lights to close out the night.
Look at the olives and the little cocktail onions sitting there. I mean, they're ready.
Nice. Are you an olive fan?
I'm not.
I am. I'll eat olives all day long.
I used to as a kid, but I can't. I don't have the taste for them. It's weird.
No,
you probably have COVID.
How about Brie? How about Brie and some Cars table water crackers?
Well, I like all that.
Hi.
A lot of red.
Who parked all those cars?
A lot of red out there in those people.
Yeah.
Look at that. Who wore red so much?
How did that person back into a parking spot?
I there's a lot of logistical questions that we just won't answer tonight.
Yeah.
But I will suggest, is this the same house?
I have never gone to a party and
attacked the Brie, the giant Brie wheel.
Yeah.
Is that a fruit tart?
Yeah, who has food like that at a party?
This is stupid. This shows you how the point in our lives.
On Washington Street in Pekin sometimes.
Seriously?
I'm around a fruit tart like that.
Okay.
3 years after we watched this the first time.
But not high school
We're like
kids.
Noticing all the stupid stuff. Like, is that Brie on a...
Yeah, the roasted Brie wheel. That's strong work.
You know what?
I mean, but if you got a magical housekeeper, I mean, that's going to happen.
Is this the same house that was in 16 Candles as Jake Ryan's parents' house?
Oh, it could be.
It has that vibe, doesn't it?
The backless dress. Yeah. Is that what you
look at them with their the plaids? Side?
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good plaid.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm kind of digging. Is it Hilly?
Hilly. Yeah, she was always my favorite.
Yeah. I'm kind of. I like Deb.
Gravitating towards the Hilly.
I'm not surprised.
Until she dropped out 8, and then I'm like, that's Brian. I have no business there.
that was Deb. That was Deb. If anything, that would endear me more to her. But no, it's. It's the other one. It's her partner in crime. Well, I guess.
Oh, by the way, the other one owns a Pilates studio.
Oh, okay. The one that I like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she could she could definitely hurt you.
All right, so we're back to Lisa. All right. Actually, no, because what has... She married... Okay, so after all this 80s fame...
Sure.
She met Seagal, I believe, on... Steven Seagal, as in the best, greatest martial arts actor ever.
This is like Under Siege...
I think it was. Yeah,
Seagal,
it was
at the peak.
It was marked for death.
Yeah,
she played a nurse.
Okay,
and that's all it took.
And that was like, yeah, I'm gonna marry this guy and ruin my life.
And she had three kids with him. Mm-hmm. Dude, he looks terrible, by the way, and she still looks pretty decent.
That's
a great one too. Bend over, I'll show you.
On the rocks, it's fine.
That's what I thought you'd say.
So this is the guy from Candy Bar.
Yeah, he got them to come and bartend at their party. They're in a tight circle now.
How'd you like that conversation? So having a little soiree, we need someone to tend bar. And I figure
I'll tell you to drink it.
Oh. She just looks amazing.
She changed her look like 3 or 4 times in this movie, so...
Robert Downey Jr.'s little blink.
Yeah, his little childish... Yeah. I think she looks great. I don't care what you put her in, big bangs.
Yeah, when she was in the oversized pajama shirt with her hair pulled up, I was like, mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Groucho's like, are those avocados? I'm like... Yeah, those are avocados. On a plate? Oh, I don't know what those are.
On the telephone.
On the telephone.
Family mustaches on everybody.
Hitler mustaches.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Somebody passed out in the corner. I mean, he was. I think he spent all the time running around there, making sure there's all these little cues in the background.
Yeah, like what is that sticking out of just, the cupboard there?
Yeah, I mean,
that
he must have happening. Walked through the set and just said, "Just make everything disarray."
A penthouse on the back of the toilet. You guys ever live that kind of life?
No,
can't say I did.
No, but they're great, great forum letters. Come on.
I didn't share.
You
a house.
Won't believe what happened to me this weekend.
Yeah, right. Did you ever read those? With a bunch of dudes.
I've seen a few.
Okay, because when I was a kid, the best thing in the world was the forum in Penthouse.
Yeah.
Where you'd read the stories that were supposedly written by readers. Yeah,
it was fan fiction, you know, or whatever.
So I was working at a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
You won't believe it was end of the day, and this gal comes up. Bow chicka wow wow. Admiring your lipstick.
Yeah, it's quite...
Gary was taking a shit.
Nice, and that glove.
I love that cutaway there, just for the slap.
That's it.
I love that.
That glove is even hot.
Okay, I was a child, a mere child.
Yeah.
In the 1980s.
Are we talking about the Madonna look? Like
now, she looks too comical.
A little bit. I don't remember gloves being that big a thing, other than like... breakdancers and like the
There was a whole thing when I was a kid where they would have like charm bracelets and all stuff because after Cyndi Lauper thing, and then Madonna, yeah, the charms and the bracelets and all that stuff, the accoutrement of being a teenage girl, it was all out there for sale, trust me.
Now, that does bring up the point. That's when I started seeing like Claire's boutiques popping up at malls.
Possibly,
all over,
yeah.
Like the little
Pekin Mall.
Stupid.
Look, she's wearing a medal of some sort. What do you think she won a medal for, guys?
Scholastic Bowl.
Eight kids?
Clearly something gymnastic. Eight kids.
Voted most likely to have eight kids.
Is she like the original Octomom?
It wasn't one time, I don't believe. I didn't verify that part of the story.
This is before you got a participation trophy. They actually gave out medals for this sort of thing.
And of course she's going to put it on her jacket because she's proud. And she's going to a party.
Absolutely.
And she's going to meet a man and show him
her
medal.
She should be proud of her servitude to her children.
She would have, yeah, right?
Lisa here's just
like
doing, drinking tequila, salting and licking and...
Yeah. And sucking.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
That's what one of these
that's
boys.
That's what a host does.
Yeah.
Right? They just start slamming.
That's what I do.
Tequila.
Well, I mean, that's what I do at half of my parties.
That's why we should
have
come
I
to
host.
The bottle share.
Yeah.
Well, just like
we had some moonshine this year.
Ooh. Did you?
Yeah.
That doesn't ever get out of hand.
Yeah, right?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Well, if you're hosting, it's fine. You just be like, get out of my house. Also, this is before Robert Downey Jr.'s Veneers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he was in this, and I think right after Back to School.
Look at his plaid.
It's
plaid fever.
Yeah, we need to take a greasy shit.
You know, come to think of it, the more I look at Hilly, I think we need to dial that down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just a little...
There's a lot of makeup.
There's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what kind of was saying. Maybe it's because of the blonde thing.
Is it
she looks like a Cupid doll.
Is it because we're jaded? Like, the style's changed since the
80s? I don't think so. I think it's just a lot of makeup.
There's your tile that you're going to do in your bathroom when you...
Yeah, right? Little,
Are there two shower heads? What's up with that?
Oh, it was like a lower, like a handheld.
Oh, okay. It's like...
This is like a dragnet thing, right?
It's like the dragnet thing. It's also kind of like the Uncle Buck. I'm a kid. That's
my
job.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's right.
How much you married?
Yeah, he did that.
It's a long story.
Hey, Daryl, do you want me to make you feel better now?
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm justified. My decision
No, she looks great.
Yeah.
She has a Pilates studio.
Pull up the Deb. Pull up the Deborah. All right. I need a side-by-side.
You creep.
Oh. All right, here we go.
Okay, I mean...
She still... I can't believe she had all that calcium still left in her teeth.
That might be the most brutal burn I've ever heard. And the sad part is, the folks at home who are listening, there's probably three people who just defecated in their pants because that was a great burn. And then everyone else is like, I can't believe he hates women. Why... Speaking of hating women, this grandmother is the most disturbing creature I've ever seen in my life. Can I get an amen?
I love her character.
I didn't mean to go that dark.
Off the dome. Oh, God
great.
Damn it.
It's great. There's
nothing more a boy loves.
I
than
have
his
missed
grandparents.
You guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
likewise.
Man.
Likewise. Cheers. Cheers.
Yeah,
bro.
Cheers. I had to top Thursday Night Pots.
Oh, you did.
I almost named one of my fantasy football teams that one year. I used to keep an iPhone note with funny phrases. Now I just turn them into playlist titles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. And it's usually like inside jokes with Brianna and I. I'll be like, that's a good phrase. We'll put that down.
Jot that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've used Thursday Night Pots a few times in the household, and the wife goes, what's that? I'm like, just forget it. You won't listen to these podcasts anyways.
Yeah, and they're not... They're not high class. Like I've got one called Exploratory Nibble. I think I heard that on a Nigella Lawson cooking video.
Okay, I was gonna say
I'm gonna that's another one. I will watch Nigella mm-hmm. for hours and hours, but if I could hear her say that phrase,
yeah.
That might actually
Startled by your pants is another one.
Beautiful.
So much product. Look at all the product.
Yeah, it was a good time to be an Aquanet shareholder.
Dude, my grandma would probably buy that by the case.
This is a great picture, by the way. Yeah. This is like a picture from vacation or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like his headshot.
His headshot. Hey, yeah. You may know me from 16 yeah. Candles as Farmer Ted.
Old and style can.
Al's had enough. He just, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, and they want the really, really big ones. And they've also doubled how many bras they have access to.
Well, mom's, see, that's mom's panty drawer.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because there's no sister, and Chet obviously wouldn't be saving those kind of bras.
Dude, look at that Coke bottle. You see it with the little styrofoam wrapper on? Mm-hmm. That's classic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, she knows
that guy right
on.
There. That guy on the right, he was standing at the mall. Who is he?
Let me look it up. He it's Art, so he'll be in the cast as Art.
He looks like a new kid on the block.
He has been in some other stuff.
Out here.
Oh no, wait a minute.
Yeah, I want to see if you guys can get it before I get there.
A horror film.
Yeah.
Is it one of the Poltergeists? No. I always thought that was whack too.
We're getting I found him. Dancing. His name is Wallace Langham. From Boom. Fort Worth, Texas.
Ah.
Let's open up his IMDb
Dude, his
credits.
Teeth, not good.
He's
looking for the SAG card.
He was in two episodes of Shameless last year. He's in Ford versus Ferrari as Dr. Granger. That was a good movie.
Probably
I assume one of the, you two have
that,
seen.
That was him again. Probably one of the douchebags that was working for... Ford telling him to cancel the program,
that's
right?
That's right.
I'm going to scroll to the end here and see like older credits, like after Weird Science.
I always thought this was funny too because there was some prop guy.
Oh, this is the naked part.
Yeah, this is the highlight. The poor, poor educated piano student. She's the one who gets basically naked.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in the Fast Times TV series.
Oh.
As Ratner. He played the Ratner role.
Dude, you got a serious flu if a couch can get through that thing.
Groucho, your old friend C. Thomas Howell's horrible venture, Soul Man.
I love Soul Man.
Soul Man's great.
Because that has a Lou Reed song in it, in the soundtrack. He redoes
the one
Soul
where
Man, it's
C. Thomas
the worst
Howell's
cover of Soul
blackface
Man.
For
yes.
the
yeah,
whole
mean,
movie.
He's
that
not,
has not aged
It is not
well,
aged.
I remember watching have. It as a kid.
That
There's
poor
boobs.
Thing. Look at her.
Thunder Run. He did an episode of Twilight Zone, Amazon Women on the Moon, sketch movie. 21 Jump Street.
There was a lot going on in that scene.
There was.
Yeah, there was. And it all goes out the...
And that is the... Is it the first reference to the Oingo Boingo song, Weird Science?
Theme song was. But
oh!
That's the first one in the film.
Yeah.
Film.
His first... Major credit, 89 episodes as Phil on the Larry Sanders Show.
Mm.
I need to go back and watch that.
He was on Veronica's Closet with
Chandling.
Kirstie Alley. What about Joan?
Hmm.
Yeah, he's done a few things, so I don't know if any of that's on your radar, though.
Look, her hair changed again.
It got poofier.
Shut up. I'm a teenager. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an adult.
We forgot to hook up the doll.
All right, so what is this you brought? The
Founders, yeah, the Mackinac
Maple Mackinac Fudge.
Mackinac Fudge.
I did always, as a kid, I always thought it would be cool to have
a nuclear missile,
like a missile,
intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yep. Yeah. Have an ICBM like prop in the middle of your room.
Yeah, I mean it'd be great. This is a little Donnie Darko going on here.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Did you guys like that movie?
I love Darko. I can watch it.
Okay. I haven't done it for Drunk at the Movies.
I don't imagine it's a great
it's a
chatter.
Very polarizing movie. It's, like, I loved it when it first came out. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people are like, that movie's great, or that movie's awful and makes no sense.
Well, it's like Twin Peaks, you know.
Yeah.
People say they love Twin Peaks. You're like, really? Do you really love it? Mm. They're like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's okay.
It has a log and a dancing little man that creeps my wife out.
It does have a groovy soundtrack.
I actually did love it. But mostly because I got a man crush on Kyle MacLachlan. I loved it. All the amount of hair gel that he had.
Yeah, yeah. Fire Walk With Me is a great movie. I think it's a brilliant. Did you ever see it?
I did not see the movie.
It's a sequel to the series.
I know.
Daryl.
I know.
How could you admit saying you love the series, but you didn't see Fire Walk With Me?
Because it's the series, not the movie.
The movie's amazing.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
All right.
Oh, I get that reference now.
What?
The Rex Harrison hat.
Oh.
I would have
My
not,
Fair Lady?
Yeah, I would have not gotten that as younger me.
And she's speaking to him as a countryman.
Yes, right?
They're like, oh shit, we have to listen to her. She's British, like us. Baloney.
Dude.
He doesn't stand for baloney.
Nor do I. I do not stand for baloney.
And what's great, too, she's just like, yep, no problem. Just wait right here. And then she handles it.
Go for it. No, I'm still waiting.
Still
I'll give you Groucho's glass here. You get, you have the sixth day of Christmas, which is six geese a-laying.
Are these from Long John Silver's? Where are these from?
I don't know. They were from a Goodwill. I got the whole set.
I think
there's the blue kitchen.
When you go to Graceland, I think this is what you see.
We got it's not quite that blue. That is one of my least favorite Christmas songs.
Speaking of, if you were to drive through South Pekin tonight and hit that blue LED house, you'd say Elvis would probably never sing that song. LED blue is gross.
This is also disturbing. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah,
that's a disturbing.
Are they all right?
Especially if they're watching what's going on.
In fact,
yeah. Oh,
good for them.
Look at her teeth.
That's an Ovaltine.
Now, see, she had kids, and she was honest about it.
No supplements? Is that what you're saying?
Supplemental income?
No Citracal?
The one guy looks like Captain Kangaroo.
A little bit. Who does she look like?
A grandma. Yeah.
Alakazam. Oh, yeah. And now we've got the guy from The Hills Have Eyes and these Mad Max-esque road warriors.
Well, one guy actually is legit Mad Max. Vernon, what's his name? Vernon.
The guy with skin condition? With no sweat glands?
The guy who talks.
Yeah, he has no sweat glands.
Serious?
Yeah. He's got like a condition. He's still making movies this day because of his weird look.
He's a weird
guy. That's
right
the guy from Hills Have Eyes.
His ears Michael literally Berryman. Now have become pointy. Yeah,
Michael Berryman's his name.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'd hate to
he
lose
has a
my
rare
teaching
skin condition.
License.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
So The Hills Have Eyes, you know who wrote and directed that, right?
No.
Roger Ebert, right?
Did he?
There's an Ebert tie-in?
Or is he Valley of the Dells?
I think that's the
sorry.
One, yeah.
I'm sorry. Bad reference.
These
just scrub me out.
Is that guy wearing a tie? Yeah.
Screw
girl
them.
Girl schmurls. Stupid line.
Why that whole interaction?
Is that supposed to make us
it's
hate
a little
them more?
Laurel and Hardy? Maybe I'm not sure what that was.
Slapstick.
Because they're I don't know.
Yeah, I never understood that part.
You ever rode a motorcycle up a staircase?
Not that I'll tell.
No, no. I've...
Yeah, I did the whole Bluto thing from Animal House and then sang a song with my Adam's apple.
This seems like an extreme test here.
It's a bit brutal.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to people to...
I'm going
to
teach them a lesson. Mm-hmm. This seems extreme.
However, I think it's also a pretty good sizing up.
He do his own stunts?
It's a great pratfall, by the way. Just roll down the stairs.
Whoa.
Look out.
It's also a great test, because if you have a couple snotty rich kids, there's really nothing that's going to humble them than just getting the fear of God put in them, or just getting beat the hell up.
You know, the best thing about parties like this was there's no cell phones. So you could actually have the party, and there was really no... Unless somebody had a Polaroid camera, nobody was proving anything.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days. I think if you're... I think if you're going to have to do this party nowadays, you make everybody put their cell phone in a bag, like a key party.
See, the thing is, everybody wants to post about it, though. Like, did people have that mentality? Like, I would like other people to know about
this. We were just happy to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy that somebody actually cared to invite you somewhere.
And if the cops didn't show up for 3 or 4 hours, that was even better.
I remember one party, it was for New Year's Eve. My friend's girlfriend's car got hit and run out in front of her house, so we had to call the police, but all of us underage drunk kids had to hide downstairs because Heidi's car got hit and we needed to file something, but there was a house full of underage drinkers because it's New Year's Eve. And we were staying there like it was controlled.
Okay.
We were being responsible, but we're 19.
Heidi's car wasn't crashed.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And we're like, Tony's too drunk. Put him in the closet. Like, he will come up and ruin things.
Let's get the report done. I always like this, too. Just lots of fear and intimidation.
Just getting a little...
Excuse us.
Getting a little sound effects of the beer pouring there.
Beautiful. That's
is it possible this guy's name is Lord General in this?
Lord?
Possibly.
Vernon
Wells.
Dude?
Vernon Wells. There it is. I kept wanting to say Richard Vernon. That's the guy who was...
But he wasn't... This guy isn't from Mad Max, is he?
That's Animal House, yeah.
Is this the Mad Max?
That's what I said. That's the Mad Max
guy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's him. That's him.
They brought him in as the ringleader.
Oh, my God.
And then the other guys from Hills Have Eyes and assorted other scary movies.
On Daryl and I's last Christmas episode, we spoke of this gentleman, I believe. Yeah.
Well, the other fun part is that he, in the same year, he did Commando, where he played Bennett.
With Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. Fought
that's funny how you remember Melissa Milano, but not Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he was a star of that movie.
Alyssa Milano was also part of Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
80s lady,
Mount
Rushmore for me.
No, it's great because he changes his look in each one of those films. Shue. So it's like, oh, he's Australian. He kind of doesn't look like the same guy, but he's Australian. He's awesome.
This might be the best screen time this guy's ever had in his whole career, by the way.
You look like a Scotch man.
Because in the Australian movies, with the Mad Max movies, he didn't get nearly this much screen time in high definition.
And what's great is he's super intimidating.
Yeah.
A party.
Party?
He's having a party.
It's like Popeye.
Great casting. Speaking of Popeye, what is Olive Oil in the background wearing?
Shelley Duvall? She's in this movie?
No, look at the behind Gary. Look at, there's a lady in blue.
Oh, yeah. They're from the Blue Room. I think they're kitchen extras.
She's wearing like a beret and stuff.
Yeah, she is. Because she was extra blue. Maybe she's singing the I'm a dab, I'm a blue. How's that go?
Eiffel 65.
That song wouldn't be invented for 10 more years.
20.
Oh, that's a song.
Can't even take a shit.
That I think is annoying as fuck, but my wife remembers it fondly because she was the target demo. Oh, and that makes me feel old.
You are old.
Yeah.
It's right on par with Barbie Girl.
Oh, I like Barbie Girl.
I didn't like that one either. No. I was too punk rock to like that song.
Hot and Plastic. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
She Barbie Girl right there. Yeah. Look at her.
What is that in her hair?
I don't know.
Like
it's probably
clip.
It's plastic. It's like a Barbie accessory that came with the Barbie house.
I was trying to tell what her earrings were.
Probably Barbie.
And fellas, if you're addressing a woman, a beautiful woman,
have a firm grip.
And she shudders every time you speak. That's probably not a good.
What's thought. The hose around his shoulder?
H-O-S-E.
Is he like a plumbing guy?
No, that's his dad, Al. He plumbs. Well, you're a plumber, and I guess you plumb.
You plumb. Oh, no, he's licking. Motherfucker.
Look at his gloves. Those aren't nearly as sexy as hers.
He's the creepiest one. He, that dude, was the creepiest one.
Do you have nightmares?
I will.
Whoa. Hi.
Two
F words.
This is gross.
I blew my armpit at you.
I burst my pimples at you. Look at her little
prom dress.
Is that
Samantha Fox?
Look at the prom dress there on the left.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a dichotomy, those two. The
all these demographics.
The punk bitch, yeah. It's just... Yeah.
Also, what kind of gun is that that he has?
The sawed-off?
It's like a sawed-off double barrel.
Yeah.
It looks like a Ghostbusters gun. Oh, boy.
I mean, at this point, if I'm in the
people
party,
are
I'm like,
Facebook
this has been
living.
Yeah, this, right. Well, yeah, there's some definite TikToks going on right now.
These guys are legends.
Some pretty impressive face.
Look at those plaid pants that chick had back. Do you see those things?
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. She's probably in a ska.
Nah, those were, I think that was like, she was ready to go golfing.
Oh, okay. Cute.
Get out of here. Also, kind of a Ferris Bueller vibe with the whole, I gotta take a stand. Like, yeah. It's this, like, coming of age thing, right?
This is a total geek overcome movie, and there's a lot of that in Ferris Bueller, but this movie more so.
Yeah, Ferris is the more dramatic.
Yeah, and this is some of that in 16 Candles and, where the geek kind of climbs up and gets respect. I wonder, I would love to, I mean, I'm sure there's books written about it and movies, probably documentaries about Hughes, but I wonder where he came from, that there was something in his youth where he felt like he was disrespected. And
I read something, too. I was watching Home Alone and geeking out about all that stuff, and I think he wrote the screenplay or script for that or whatever. And I think a lot of it just came from, like, I never wanted kids to feel like second-class citizens. Like, I would never treat a kid like a kid. A kid was always an adult, just... Didn't have all the pieces right.
Oh, so he's a friend parent, is what you're saying?
A little bit. Probably.
Yeah, because from what I understand, he hung out, like, he enjoyed being around a lot of them.
Yeah. I would have loved to have been on a set and just watched a day or two of filming. I just think that they would've...
I still wonder what that metal is. Can we zoom in on that?
No, I don't have that capability.
Damn it.
Oh, look at that night sky.
Oh, look at that.
Shooting star.
Two of them.
Back when you could see the stars in Chicago,
exactly. Right? That's what I was thinking.
And much like every other Chicago house, a la Jake Ryan's or Tom Cruise's in Risky Business, it gets completely trashed.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Actually, Risky Business could probably play into the set double for this.
Mm-hmm. I just figured out who would play Hilly now based on this look.
Uh oh,
Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
she's got.
I can't reference that. I'm too old for you guys.
Okay,
you're not hip.
No, sorry.
Do you play that recasting game a lot, too?
Frequently. Oh,
this could be remade.
We have to do it on the Ernest show, because they never got made, so we have to be like, okay, we want this person in this role, and so-and-so. And I actually cast Alyssa Milano as one of the female leads, because it was like early 90s when she wasn't doing shit, and it was right before Poison Ivy 2 and Embrace of a Vampire. Because we have to know...
There was a Poison Ivy 2?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
Drew Barrymore got naked in the first one. Alyssa Milano got naked in the second
one.
Well,
I mean, that's not all bad.
So
is Tom Skerritt in all of them?
Unfortunately, no, but I think he may have been brought up once. we know the years we have to work within, so,
Fair
enough. Look at the black and red pillows.
Yeah. It's very modern.
Portable classics.
Virginia Madsen was recently cast as a down-on-her-luck single mom that ran a diner.
I could see that, too.
That liked Ernest. romantically. So that narrows, you have to like really think about who you're casting in these roles.
Dear Kate Blanchett.
Molly Ringwald.
She's not doing anything. She's
Betsy's doing Wedding, but that didn't go over so well.
She kind of came back, and then she kind of, she went back into where she came from.
Yeah, Phoebe this. Cates, Princess Caribou, Drop Dead Fred. Yeah, nobody's casting her anymore. No.
Yeah, definitely some close-up stuff not really working much for me here.
No, you know, I was hot to her at the beginning of this movie, but I might have to fall back. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Groucho retracts his statement from the record.
I mean, she's no...
So, if anything, that's why...
What's the blonde for Saturday Night Live? I'm trying to remember the...
Victoria Jackson.
She's no Victoria Jackson.
Yeah, from UHF.
I knew our Victoria
first,
Jackson.
Our first episode
Victoria
together.
Victoria Jackson was a friend of mine.
You, Deb. You are no Victoria Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we had to wait 2 years to do this again because we saved Groucho from from maintaining this flame, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, is that a Deborah Gibson reference?
No, Bangles.
The Eternal Flame,
Yeah, or Kennedy, you know, whichever way you want to go.
Hey, if my friend Don's listening, that was a Bangles reference.
I like the Bangles. Susanna Hoffs is still smoking.
She is.
Beautiful K5 blazer.
Oh yeah, Chet got a duck.
With a duck,
just one.
One mallard.
Look at
those shoes don't match.
No, that doesn't matter because look at that yellow of those shoes. I mean, that yellow or those pink of those shoes would have gone with my turquoise suit. Telling you.
You got your not prom that
was,
outfit.
Not that I was wearing.
Out.
Not that I was wearing high heels.
Cubs but logo just, right? on whatever that is.
You're
on
gonna
the
go
wall.
And you're gonna Photoshop all your old prom pictures, aren't you?
I need to find one. It's just as embarrassing as you might suspect.
He's still got a lot of ammo. I'm
still looking
at his
that
vest.
Full bottle of Johnny Walker Black. Never got touched.
Mm-hmm.
How's that possible? And then,
they don't know. Budweiser.
Kids.
Okay. Budweiser. Right. Yeah. They ate the Brie cheese wheel, but they didn't drink the Johnny Walker Black. Okay.
I'll have the fruit.
They thought it was Velveeta. It's snowing. Well, all right then.
Love it.
Look at the workout bench. Yeah.
He was probably only on set for, 2 days?
Possibly.
To do his scenes, but he is such an iconic role in this movie.
It's like Anthony Michael Hall said during Vacation, he never met Hughes.
The whole time?
No.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
The sound effects here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the wake-up call.
Dunk.
Yeah.
That had to hurt.
She's going to get one up the nose.
that's old school camouflage, by the way. Every deer can see that nowadays.
They've adapted.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, that's the camouflage I grew up with.
Yeah, me too.
She walks out of here with severe limp.
Anytime my dad wears camo, I have to do the dad joke to my dad about not being able to see
the exposed
him.
Rafter look
because he's wearing camo out of the woods. Like, who are you hiding from, Dad?
Nobody. Missile still in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking those technical sheets, too, are pretty sharp.
They were slick.
Oh, I think they were something.
Hold on. He just blew the lock off the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they jumped.
The one you could take a nail and stick in and probably turn the handle, right?
They were not sleeping. I'm thinking Wyatt was exploring things.
Do you realize it's snowing in my room?
Because otherwise...
Look at all the Briar ponies.
Yeah.
This KBS...
So there obviously is another sibling in this house somewhere. Because you wouldn't have Briar ponies and a picture of some female there on the wall.
So there's a sister, you're thinking? That would explain the...
Uncast.
Would explain the doll and...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, unless...
Ears.
And possibly the pom-poms there.
Yeah, maybe.
Those were not teenage girl brassieres.
No,
they were too robust.
You guys brought some good beers. I don't know if you guys are in a Bourbon County mood or if we're too late in the movie.
God,
are we doing a double feature? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I feel like we only had like 3 beers in this whole movie. That seems kind of shocking. The plaid is still rocking out in this movie, by the way.
It works for me though.
It does.
Maybe that's why
it's
I like
a Pershing
plaid.
Missile. Pershing had a tank and a missile.
Guess.
And a cat.
And I didn't think... Here he goes.
Pershing cat. That dental work.
That can of peas was not quite blue. No. So you could still identify that it was a can of peas, I guess. Yeah, you just addressed
She's still
them.
Hot, even dressed as like a maid.
As a, just resting.
As a yeah. marm.
I mean, she obviously has makeup on, but yeah, she's just...
she's a natural beauty.
She's a bombshell
like,
at that
time. That's
what
I like
time.
To say.
And then she did something to her lips and ruined them.
Yeah.
Well, don't they all? Have you looked at Zellweger?
Of that generation, I guess.
What happened to Zellweger?
A lot. Her eyes got squintier,
you're
too.
You're all about that new Garland movie that came out. How'd she do in that?
Oh,
which
the
one?
Judy Garland?
Yeah.
Oh, the Judy Garland. It was good. She did great doing an impression of Judy Garland.
Yeah.
The movie, however, was mediocre. But when I saw it, I was like, this is a movie that's going to get acclaimed just on her performance yeah. alone. But again, she's doing an impression of an existing person for 90 minutes.
In her
it
work,
was exaggerated.
But in the worst
time,
spot of her career.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
True.
Sorry, didn't mean to take this into
no
a darker territory. This is a light 80s movie, and we're looking at Chet putting the moves on her.
I only saw 98 movies that were released this year.
Hmm.
Also,
last year I saw like 150. There just wasn't nearly as much. My best of list this year is a lot different than it was last year.
Things change a little bit.
Yeah, Bill and Ted almost made my top 10.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to show up on the streaming for free.
Me too.
I purchased it digitally because I was going to rent it, and they had a sale, and it was like for $5 you could just buy it. I'm like, yeah, I will rewatch that one. I enjoyed it. I've watched it twice already.
Yeah.
The Mackinac Fudge. Oh, look at the Ferrari. The Mackinac Fudge is delicious.
Mackinac
but,
Fudge?
Yeah, but you can say Mackinac, whatever you want to say.
There's no maple.
Yeah, but I'm noticing the coffee stout really shows up at the end of that glass.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Is that a Dodge leftover. Diplomat?
That would be a Dodge St. Regis.
Oh, thank you,
Dodge
Darryl.
St. Regis.
All right, so what is
Tune
he looking at?
Wrenches.
He's going 70 miles an hour.
More details right. like that.
What is he reading that he thinks he's driving slow?
I don't know. He thinks he's Magnum P.I.
I never understood this joke. Like, oh, that's RPMs. It's a European car. I don't know how to read it. Like, I just looked at it and saw he's going 70.
He's not
kilometers.
Not very bright. There's your Mondial. The other thing, too, that's hilarious is, again, after watching Home Alone recently, Chet and Buzz, very similar character. Chiclet Teeth, you know, the older brother who's a dick, Buzz Cut.
I don't remember Buzz.
From Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Yeah. Woof.
Is that a John Hughes thing
I'm
we're going to do eventually?
I'm going to feed you to my tarantula.
It's already been done, but Metro Train.
Ooh. Yeah, and again, he had a trunk with a Playboy inside.
There you go.
That is a classic Hughes older brother move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daryl, if you look behind you in this trunk.
Is there a trunk?
There's not podcasting equipment.
Is that an AMC?
It is
Daryl?
Full of old vintage Playboys.
Well, I mean, it's...
As an older brother, I have to have them. I'm only sibling is a girl, but she is a lesbian, so it would still work.
Whoa, you still have to pass that tradition on
at
some point. See, okay, Hilly looks way better here in the
Yep,
she does.
She got all that shit wiped off her face.
No, she's still got a lot of bass there. Come on.
She does, but maybe
it's
there's
all
little,
about
no trouble.
Yeah, no trouble.
Maybe there was some Noxzema involved at some point.
Yeah, probably a lot of Noxzema in this movie.
Back then, everybody's skin belonged to Noxzema. Yeah, you ever cross your fingers while you squeeze a tush?
No, I think I might have tried that afterwards, though.
Did you think every guy, like every...
I probably tried that back in 1987, okay? I'm just saying.
I got a brush off in high school once.
It's the Porsche.
Yeah. She was a good, upstanding Christian girl. Yeah. We were wrestling. I tried to maybe
wrestling. Well, is that what you called it?
I was trying. It did not work. So I went back to my beanbag chair and we watched a movie.
You know, you
got to try.
He has
you
boots with the little straps on the back of him with that suit. That was terrible. So you think he's in a punk rock band?
Is this Try a Little Tenderness? No. What song is
Try a Little Tenderness?
By Psychedelic Furs?
Yeah. That's not Psychedelic Furs. It's not Human League either. Who is it?
Otis Redding.
No.
No, it's got... What the hell group is that?
Fine Young Cannibals?
No. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
No, shut up. This show sucks.
No, I gotta... It's killing me now.
Who sings Try a Little Tenderness?
It's gonna come up with like Otis Redding, seriously.
God damn it.
I told you.
No.
Is your Siri in a British accent?
Yeah, Australian. It's hotter.
Oh my God.
I can't fault you for that one.
So Groucho's Siri is set up to sound like the bikers who invaded...
Nicole Kidman. I just imagine Nicole Kidman talking to me all the time.
Yeah, that's a different story.
My face can't move, Groucho. But the weather is 62
okay,
degrees.
Wait a second. It's the dead calm Nicole Kidman. Okay.
Now,
what about Days of Thunder? That's my Nicole Kidman.
Get out of the car, Cole. Get out of the car. Oh my God. Okay. So now that
I want to run a sweet and low packet up an Australian woman's upper thigh.
This scene is still disgusting.
It is.
It's amazing.
He's a mutant chocolate chip.
Was this some Jim Henson stuff? Was it?
His Jabba the Hutt, man.
It's straight up disturbing.
Yeah, it grossed me out as a kid. And I saw Garbage Pail Kids, the movie.
Yeah, thank you. This is like the...
I own that one, too. That's in the to-do list.
But it's like...
Yeah, we won't be there for that. I mean, Daryl might come by himself, but...
There's stuff coming out of the forest.
Yeah.
Oh. You ever meet somebody who looks like this?
He went all Peter Lorre there.
Yeah, I've seen some of their cars.
Yeah.
Garbage.
You have on that Facebook group? Oh, it's gross. She's got a little different makeup thing going on here, too. A little smoky
like I said,
eye.
Yeah, she's looking like I said, the marm. She's got the little bit of the...
school marm?
Yeah.
Oh, with the stinky face.
Still hot.
I don't like this.
Give her a little bit. Give her some readers. Just...
And a ruler.
I'm in.
Half. Hey, Groucho, how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
If that voice were singing it, I'm telling you, man, that'd be a classic all over again.
If I had access to either one of those vehicles at age... What are they supposed to be, like 16, 17?
16, 17?
Or 15.
Yeah. I'd die. I would have killed myself.
They don't know what they're even driving.
No.
I don't think you and I would have known 10 years ago what they were driving.
Probably not.
As a matter of fact, that 920 or 944?
928.
I think the 928, we still, 10 years ago, have been like, that car sucks.
That thing's trash.
For an engine? Yeah. Stupid.
What was your first car? Mine was an 88 Chevy Celebrity.
Oh, wait, we're going to have you on the show at some point so you can talk cars with us.
All right.
Yeah, since you are the, since you were like, what do you call that when the Filipino women who like set up relationships? You're like the merrymaker.
I was the matchmaker.
Matchmaker
for you guys.
Yeah.
You were.
Me and John Hughes.
Yeah.
Honestly, we did Weird Al first. So
that's true. Yeah. Actually, I did listen to that. I listened to UHF. I listened to a bunch.
I rewatched UHF towards the early days of lockdown when it was like when I was going through that initial anxiety of like, you can't go anywhere. And I'm like, but I want to see my friends. And it's like, but now I've adjusted. So it's not as weird that I haven't seen you guys since July, right. But and like you, back then it was.
Your floor-length beard is actually, it came in really nice, too.
So I was going back and re-listening to old podcasts and watching the movies along and like reliving it. And I'm like, that can't be the only reason I made this. Like I had the foresight that one day you're going to be lonely and you're going to want to hang out with your friends and brilliant, you're going to want to watch movies. It was all worth it. No, it just really worked out that I had this database of like, hey, all these hours of good times with your friends that you have forgotten about, go back and listen to them.
Why not?
Watch a movie.
Nice.
Because Brianna goes to bed earlier than me, and then I'm left alone out here for like 4 hours.
I'd like to point out that Kelly LeBrock's outfit right now with the, is that a herringbone?
The marm look?
No, she's gone from marm to full-blown 80s gal with that little charm around her neck. And the
working girl.
And the triangle cuffs on the
yeah, this
neck.
Probably, is this your least favorite?
No. This was...
As
an 80s child, this was total hot prom date right here. Oh, God. Okay. Yes. Would have been falling all over myself on this one.
I would say this is my least favorite.
Yeah.
Lisa moment.
So... I also have...
But the close-up on the teeth is... I just can't... I got back up. I mean, the TVs were so small and they were square when I was a kid. Right. You didn't see it this
Her
way.
Teeth don't look that bad for a British woman.
Yeah, true.
So
What I was just thinking was, I think this came up maybe on the last time we recorded, but it may not. But it's come up on Dishing Disney. I have a thing for Mary Poppins, like Julie Andrews.
Oh, no, Julie Andrews, yeah.
And she is a 1980s Mary Poppins.
I almost
dropped
that.
She's sexy Mary Poppins. Yeah. And that's, I was introduced to this movie, I think, before Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. So then I just developed a crush on magical British women.
But the sound of music, attractive. The sound of music, Julie Andrews. Did you have a crush on another?
No, only Mary Poppins.
Right. Sally Field and Flight Now.
What about, that's why I say I have a crush on Mary Victor Poppins Victoria. And not on Julie Andrews.
What about Victor Victoria?
No, Julie it's it, like Mary Poppins, because I like Emily Blunt and Mary Poppins Returns, but it's a different type of Poppins.
Right.
But both Poppins.
So it's not about Julie Andrews at all. It's just about a woman in servitude.
By the way, I have a... Wow. Wow.
That sings to me while I take my medicine.
I'm going to name a Spotify playlist Different Kind of Poppins. That's my next.
Woman in Servitude.
Everybody got us. Playlist with that time.
Okay.
All right. So now everything is filmed in reverse. They're
bye
just
bye
playing
missile.
It. Or I'm sorry, they're winding it back.
Now look at that rig, Daryl. That's cheaper. Taxi company.
It is.
It should
clever.
Be
clever.
Yeah. It's not the guy from shit. What Hughes movie is it where there's like dingle balls and stuff in the back? Is it Planes, Trains?
Yeah. Gus's cab
with the guy from Billy Madison,
aka Carl, Crazy Carl,
driving it.
Who's also the phone guy? In
we already did that episode too.
Home Alone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is the child in danger?
Yes.
And, you know, blah blah blah.
Was
blah,
a child
blah.
Involved in an accident?
Rose.
I don't know.
Rose hyper online too. Yeah, that guy's awesome. By the way, these parents.
Where's the topless girl?
I
Where'd
know,
she go?
There was no backstory with the parents, right?
No.
Other than dancing movie? In a picture.
Oh, and he's going to check his nuts.
When that piano flew back in there, you could see like structural damage from the chimney. I don't know if you saw that.
It blew out.
Yeah, something was in bad shape after that.
Going to need a little tuck pointing. Yeah.
A little mortar work.
Beautiful.
I'm still concerned about the topless lady that shot
rug?
Out of the chimney.
She's fine. She's probably fine.
All right.
I think they went to the Grand Canyon and got picked up that rug.
Maybe.
That guy's tie clip seems high to me.
Nah, tie clips were the thing. And she even has a clip of some sort on her little
I utilize
tie
one when I have to wear a
my
tie.
My brother had that shirt, by the way, that one on the right.
Your brother was stylish.
Yeah, we were rocking. Dude, Chess King owned us. And these guys, I think they went to Chess King for everything on the show.
Was that a show? Or a store?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know about Chess King?
Mm.
Oh, my friend.
Was it mail order?
No, it was right there. It was in Eastland Mall, I believe. Yeah, it was either
that's
that or
Bloomington.
Yeah, but
that's
where
frequently.
All the hip, cool clothing was at in the '80s.
Oh,
Chess
here
King.
We go.
I guarantee there's probably a tribute site to that one.
I just watched The Queen's Gambit. I don't know about the Chess
that's
King.
That's about real chess, though.
No. Yeah, right,
dude. That's a great series.
Good.
By the way,
we just finished
enjoyed
it last
everybody
night.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Yeah, I'd like
the
to...
slow pan over gym class Lisa
and her unlaced Nike.
I can't believe
look
there's
at the
not
gap. Mind the gap.
Shermer High School,
crop top.
Which is also Ferris Bueller's High School.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. Shermer and Breakfast Club. Shermer is where all these Hughes movies takes place, and it's not real.
It's not a real town, but there is a Shermer Road up.
Drop and give me 20 palm smacks. And a fourth wall break for Lisa. Everybody did it in the movie. All the main characters had a fourth wall break.
And credits. We talked a lot about teeth. We talked a lot about women's rights.
I think it has a lot to do with this TV. You've enhanced the size of the screen since the last time.
Yeah,
we
did Star Wars marathon, Seth and I, and I was able to see David Prowse's eyeball through the Darth Vader helmet for the first time. I was like, holy crap, I feel like I shouldn't be able to see eyes behind
that. I'm telling you, just getting like a 36-inch tube TV is the best way to watch some of these movies.
Yeah.
Because that's how
the older
served.
Ones,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The old school tube, like the curved tube.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be the same people who are buying phonograph players are going to be out buying 36-inch tube TVs in the future.
My folks have one you could have for free if anybody really wants one.
I was offered a Victrola, and I was like, nah, I'm good. It would literally be a decoration in this house, but I've got two nice turntables upstairs. We'll just use those.
Ones you can use.
Yeah. I don't want to tear the shit out of my records.
Yeah, so, I mean, speaking of records, there is like a super long, like, is it 7 or 8 or 10 minute version of the Weird Science theme song?
Oh, probably.
It's on an Oingo Boingo record. And I remember it, when I was working college radio station, I would play that thing like once a month. I just dust it off.
Yeah, I prefer Dead Man's Party.
Do you want to hear one of my moments of shame on a similar story like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I bought Duran Duran Rio, and I brought it to the high school dance. And so Hungry Like the Wolf was like the hottest tune at the time. And so I hadn't even listened to the album, and I handed it to the DJ. Mm. And the Hungry Like the Wolf version that was on the record was like 7 minutes long.
Okay.
And it never got into the lyrics. It just did that whole beat in the beginning and all that stuff. It was cool. It was like dancing, grooving to it. Good and after like 3 minutes, the DJ's like, what the fuck is this? And then and they took it off. And he handed me the record. And I had like this whole shameful moment. It was probably 14. I didn't even drive to that dance. I think I rode my bike.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty horrible.
Ouch.
So very similar. Probably there was a copy of this song stretched out. Because back in the day, you'd get a 78.
Uh-huh.
And there was always options like that besides 45s.
And you didn't have the internet to be like, oh, I've got this cool rare version of it. Now everyone's like, I want the version I heard in the movie they or would on the
do,
radio.
They would do 10 inches and sometimes 12 inches for singles. But usually it was one or the other. If it was too long to fit on a 45, it's like, we'll do the club remix.
Right. Yeah.
I've got a couple of those. Actually, I think the 16 Candles soundtrack is literally only 6 songs.
Okay.
It's not a full complete soundtrack. It's an EP basically. So they only have like 2 or 3 songs on each side.
Well, look at the soundtrack here. It's just it just keeps rolling and rolling.
General Public.
Del Fuego's.
That was
General
the Scott.
It was
Tenderness.
General,
yes.
I said
General
that.
Public.
Thank you.
General Public. Did you?
I had it. Thank you.
And the theme from Rocky.
Otis Redding.
Bill Conti.
Special musical material by Jimmy Iovine. He's now a billionaire. No, he legit is.
Is he?
Yeah. Beats by Dre, Interscope Records. He discovered Springsteen.
Serious?
Yeah. He dated like Stevie Nicks during her peak. Yeah. Jimmy Iovine.
Who got $300 million for all the songs?
A life.
Is that what she turned
something
him in for?
Stupid.
I mean, at this
Dylan
point.
Dylan sold his too.
No, Dylan was $300 million. I'm trying to remember what Stevie Nicks got for her tunes.
She got a bag of Coke.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, when you're 70s, I mean, why not just cash in at that point, right?
These people are going to maintain my legacy. I don't have to worry about
it. Well, I don't have to worry about anything. And I can basically sit on a yacht in the south of France for the rest of my life. And who cares?
I'm going to give the money to my kids.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Drunk at the Movies, Weird Science. The credits are over.
Oh,
okay. Well, I mean, like, our conversation doesn't have to end, but I can shut the recording off here.
All right.
We're going to watch the entire series.
Oh, yeah, with Vanessa Angel. I have to find out where that is available.
You got it on DVD.
On Just Watch. It's a nice app that will tell you every streaming service something is available on. When you don't own 1,000 DVDs like me, that can come in handy. 1,000 is underestimating, I think.
Probably.
Anyways, it was a pleasure to have you guys back.
Thanks for having us.
This
is great.
Thanks for inspiring us to get together.
And doing this again. It's been entirely too long, and we'll have to do it again coming up. So, until next time, this is Dustin saying check out Throwing Wrenches podcast, and you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Weird Science a second time. But it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next
time. Let's hope it's not a third time.
No, we're good.